team.
The early months of every year in Ghana are usually characterized by Harmattan, dryness and humidity. And as such, some diseases, including meningitis, take advantage of the weather condition. On the line is the Director of Public Health of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bedusa Akode, to provide some education on how to prevent these diseases. Good afternoon to you, Doc.
Good afternoon.
Well, can you highlight some of the diseases that are prevalent around this time of year, apart from meningitis?
Yes, indeed. The common one that we usually worry about is meningitis. And the dry season, the dry, harsh conditions leading to dryness of the throat, cracks in the airway. People have a lot of the germ that causes the meningitis, maybe in the throat, maybe living there normally as a commensal. Then at this time, due to the cracks and other breach in the throat, we invade the area and get the bloodstream and cause some of these conditions, including meningitis. Others include acute respiratory infections, which other acute respiratory infections, not necessarily getting worse through the invasion to involve the central nervous system to cause meningitis. So around this time, acute respiratory infections are also high with incidence. And then other respiratory conditions, those that have due to the hay in the environment, it may incite allergic reactions in the airway, and people with allergic reactions, including atopic asthma, may also have frequent attacks. So these are the problems that we observe usually at this period of the year.
Now, last year we had, you know, some reports from especially Bono Ahafo in some parts of the north with respect to the outbreak of meningitis. What is the current situation?
Yes, indeed. Meningitis is endemic in some parts of this country, the three northern regions, and then the northern part of Bono Ahafo and Volta region, and then also those parts in the central region that are close to the northern region. Periodically, we have a few cases, one or two, and it becomes worry if the cases are clustering, getting together a lot of people from same area, same time, having the condition. That's what you call clustering. On this year, we are watching very closely because of what happened last year. We have just sporadic cases, 50 of them in the northern region, more than one or two in a district, and we haven't experience any fatalities for this period. But then the season has just started, and as much as possible, we need to keep close watch and make sure that our preparedness is optimal, and whatever emerges, you'll be in position to respond adequately. But then we would build on the work on the experience of last year and make things ready when whatever is coming up, you pick it early, investigate, and address it accordingly.
Well, you being the doctor and for that matter, medical practitioner with knowledge on prevention of such diseases, can you share with us some tips that, you know, Ghanaians can observe in order not to, you know, be burdened with such diseases, especially in times of outbreaks?
Right. Public education is very key, and you've done well by taking lead in initiating this call and this activity to bring the people to be aware and worry of the situation. And indeed, the activities have started within the regions and then the districts and then the community. And we have sent alerts to the regions, to the districts, to intensify public education and also to enhance surveillance. So for the general population, what we require of them is that we should know that this is the season for meningitis, and it's a disease that has potential for high spread, and then also potential for high death rate. And as much as possible, we should do best to prevent getting the disease. And the things that you need to do to prevent the disease means that we have to prevent the throat getting dry, which will result in cracks within the airway. And frequent sips of water, frequent drinking is very important. The disease starts by airway air drops from droplets from one person to the other, and then these people should prevent clustering and then overcrowding as much as possible.
Well, Doc,
in the room where you sleep, you have to make sure that ventilation is optimal, so that should there be any cough or sneezing, it will not just concentrate in the area, so that if there is any germ in it, it will affect other people. And as much as possible, people will try best to also observe cough etiquette. If you are coughing, you are sneezing, you make sure that you don't sneeze at others, so that should there be anything in your cough, you protect your neighborhood, your dear friends, brothers, and other relations from getting whatever that you may have. People that have conditions that can stimulate meningitis, report to the nearest health facility as early as possible. And the signs and symptoms include fever, headache, neck pain and neck stiffness, and fear for or dislike for light, a condition we call photophobia. These are things that we should, when you observe any of these conditions, it could be meningitis, report to any nearby facilities for assessment and to get examined, so that the necessary support will be provided as needed.
Very well. Dr. Bedu Sankode, we thank you very much for your time with us. He is the Director of Public Health of the Ghana Health Center.